it's a delusion that stone drivers are better. Impaired drivers of any kind are more dangerous to themselves and to others. So, if you're under the influence of anything, never think about getting behind the wheel of a motor vehicle and driving. Walk to your destination, take public transportation, or find some way of getting a ride from an unimpaired driver.
Popcorn. Spend your time peacefully enjoying life as you safely get to your destination. Did you read that already?
No.
As you safely get to your destination, instead of worrying whether you might kill other people with a single mistake in your judgment. Question.
There you go. Here, I can wrap it off. Is there just the end? Yeah. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You heard it. Hopefully not first, but you heard it here from Levitation Room.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. We're avid readers.
Yes.
That's as you can tell.
Yes. We're so talented.
Yes. Well, I think I really want to hear one of your songs.
Let's do it.
So, although I just heard a whole lot of them, mm-hmm. I want more. Can we all maybe go around and everyone say what song from your catalog is your favorite to play live?
Ooh. Yeah. Mine right now is Immortal Love, which is a new song off of our new album.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
This is a really fun one for me. I think my favorite one to play live is probably The Other Side. I feel like in that song specifically, I give great homage to Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers in so many ways, which was like a huge childhood dude for me. It's fun to go ultra crazy with it. And it's just we really did it up live for this tour, and I'm proud of the boys and we're really doing it. It's fun. Yeah.
I would agree with both of those answers, lovely gentlemen. I do go with, for the new album, Immortal Love, because I get to do a lot of variety of just pedals and just different flavors, let's say. But just keeping it classic, a favorite of mine, and it's just managed to just always stay in the set, and people seem to react to it as Ooh Child. Mm-hmm. I just love the poppiness of it, and just a good jangler.
I'm going to say a classic, Until You Reach Your Last Breath.
Wow.
That's just an easy banger. I love playing that. Okay. It's like one of my favorite songs of ours.
Respect.
Fantastic. Well, I say let's listen to Immortal Love, and we will be right back.
Sounds good.
All that lies and
Yeah, that's the part that the radio DJs who are paying attention fade out.
We got to see the behind the scenes.
Yeah, yeah. But I always like those nice little in-between. They're cute, you know?
Yeah.
Trust me, I'm glad to have heard it.
Yes. Oh, me too.
Shmooty patootie.
So we were just talking about what our favorite bands at the moment are. Would you like to continue with your answer, Julian?
Yeah, I mean, we played one of the songs, Gil Scott-Heron is like one of my favorite artists right now. A lot of Curtis Mayfield, Nick, the Impressions and stuff like that, like soul music. But yeah, there's a lot I listen to and I'm always going through phases and stuff. So yeah.
Nice.
Recently, I've been trying really, really hard to dig into newer music and stay like really, really connected to what's going on right now. And I think I've been most deeply enthralled by Jessica Pratt from LA. She makes music that is like so, I don't know, it feels like so alone, but so warm and very surreal and very beautiful. And she has like really just enraptured me and held so much of my attention and created a magical, magical space with her new record this year and all of her records in the past. I love her.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, we were just listening to it for me lately in the past few years. I can't remember how I came across The Cleaners from Venus, but once I just opened up that can of worms, it just hasn't ended, and huge inspiration, and it seems like he's pretty gnarly dude too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The question was recently or just in general?
Yeah, both, whatever speaks to you.
Recently, this band out of Austin got my attention. Daystar? We saw them live.
Mm-hmm.
Daystar. Daystar. They're rad. They're like...
D-A-I?
D-A-I. Maybe a
sound, noise rock, like...
Cool.
Jesus and Mary Chaney.
Yeah, Jesus and Mary Chaney. Mm-hmm. Spaceman 3-ish. Kind of that indie UK era, 80s era.
Solid.
All-time favorite, though, I would say. Maybe like the Smiths. That's always...
always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Smiths is huge for me.
Yeah, that whole new wave... Like Tears for Fears, all those bands. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like my music end. Reset. When I need like a palate cleanser.
Tears for Fears.
New wave. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Dig it.
All right, we're gonna get silly with these questions. if you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
I'd be a weeping willow.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I'd probably be like a really hairy old oak tree somewhere in like New Orleans. Or maybe, you know what? Jacaranda in LA.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about you, Gibbs?
I don't know. I'd be like an orange tree.
Oh, I was going to say.
Something that bears fruit.
I was going to say, I'd be a banana tree.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah. For sure you'd be a banana tree. There'd be monkeys on there.
I have a banana.
All those monkeys.
Get the peel and just like throw it on the street and hopefully someone slips on it.
Hopefully.
The prankster banana tree.
Yeah.
Skipping
I'd be Shel Silverstein's The Giving Tree.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
If you guys could make the soundtrack for any movie, either one that's in existence or one that has not been made yet, what movie?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh boy. I think right off the top of my head, I think of like Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Like, if he only made like a Colombian drug or. Colombian drug movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, walking out of an airplane or like a private jet and like a music, like something cool coming out of that.
Well, I'm going to piggyback on that idea and I'd probably do like Blow. You know, it goes through the eras of like the 60s, 70s. Mm-hmm. We start tinkling into the 80s, I think. So, you know.
I think I'd do like 2001 Space Odyssey or something.
That'd be far out.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, some people.
Also, Ratatouille.
Oh, yeah. what if Ratatouille, what if it wasn't a chef? What if it was a musician? And the musician is playing your music, his
Ratatouille.
Guys, I must confess. Hold on.
John just took off his hat.
Yes.
Whoa, there's a tiny shredder in there?
Telling him what to do.
Kev, what's your soundtrack?
I mean, everything you guys said is my favorite thing. No, you know what? I would love if, like, anyone ever redid Interview with the Vampire, put us in, coach.
Oh, dude.
Put us in, dude. Oh, that would be so cool.
Nice. What's the best advice you've ever been given? On a less jovial note. Or it could be totally silly.
To always try and be present. Yeah.
That's good advice.
Yeah. Also learn how to let go when you need to.
My grandfather would always just say échale ganas, like do it like you mean it.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think one I can recall is work on yourself as hard as you do on your job.
I've always loved a child mind is the best mind.
Well, my dad always used to tell me you know, if you find a job that you love to do, you'll never have to work a day in your life. So, yeah and truly. That kind of applies to what we do.
Yeah, it looks like you guys have so much fun up there on the stage. It's good to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when we're tight together.
Yeah.
That's like...
We be cooking.
That damn cook.
Yeah, that was... So that venue that you guys played at, when I was at school here...
Uh-huh.
That was just a comedy club, and I guess maybe they had concerts, but it wasn't anything like that was even on my radar. And lately they've been really, Debbie, who introduced you guys, she's been doing a really good job of pulling in both local and non-local bands and just
Someone said that Frankie and the Witchfingers just played there.
Oh yeah,
or not just, but they've been in that room as well, which is like pretty nuts to hear about too. Mm-hmm. So those are the homies.
Yeah, no, I must have missed that one, but they've been pulling in some good names. Mm.
It's been nice. Very cute club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, yeah, it's a nice facility. I like it.
Yeah,
I like underground clubs.
I was glad that like, because there's like, you know, the seating like, you know, round, almost like a little like amphitheater or something.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. At the beginning, some people were sitting. By the time we were coming up, like everyone stood up and was like, you know, being present for the moment and just ready to do it. You mm-hmm. know, but you guys got a lot of heart here.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, you guys also did a really good job of. I mean, it was hard. I couldn't even think about sitting during your set. As I said, I was levitating. You guys saw it. I was floating on the dance floor.
Listeners,
you were sitting, but you were levitating. You're like, I think I'm standing.
Yeah.
Legs bastard. Crossed, just transcending. Do you guys have what's the coolest venue you've been to? Not necessarily one that you've played at, but just the coolest venue.
Remember that one in like the Netherlands? We played it, but there was
the Vera Club?
The Vera Club.
The Vera Club. That was cool. I forget what it was called. Some weird town.
It
was in Groningen.
Groningen.
Netherlands. Groningen. Vera Club, but it was like pretty notorious. Like everyone there was like, we actually were there when they were filming like a documentary for it.
Mm.
And there had like a crew like on us setting up our pedal boards. I'm like, we just got here, guys. We did nothing about the history here. But everyone kept on saying like, oh, Nirvana played this stage. And like, that's pretty freaking cool.
That is
a lot of cool bands, dude.
And a lot of cool bands.
The only ones, I saw a poster and I was like, that's also one of my favorite bands.
Mm.
So that was pretty rad. When we got there, we were there with...
LA Witch,
some like local friends back mm-hmm. home, so that was kind of like a special thing to do together. And it was like pretty buttoned up place. I would say also on our first European tour, we went to Madame Moustache.
Oh, that was
and that
cool
was pretty
thing.
Fun. It was in Belgium, and it was just like this wacky old burlesque kind of style place, but
nice. Like a circus theme too, huh?
Yeah, and the drinks are cheap.
Yeah. Hey,
I think one of the coolest venues we've played
LA County Fair.
On the last European tour was we played somewhere in France. I can't exactly.
Bordeaux. I was going to say the same one. The dungeon.
We played it in like a 16th century dungeon.
It was
like kind of tunnel shaped.
Yeah.
And you can feel like that something had transpired down there like years ago. It felt ancient and.
Crazy
energy. Yeah, it's almost like if you like kind of stayed silent for a second, you can hear someone being tortured.
It was a very intense and very old place. Yeah. Extremely unsafe spiral staircase going up and down, bringing gear up and down was a nightmare, but steep. It was a very cool time.
Yeah.
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 That's pretty cool.
It was a different building code, you know?
different ideas of safety back then.
Yeah. And you know, different, just, you know, they just, just totally different time.
Yeah.
What can you say? But that sounds like a really cool place to play. How were the acoustics?
In that room?
Yeah.
I remember it sounded great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It wasn't like the biggest room, mm-hmm. but
it was the hottest.
The environment there was cool. Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was worked up a sweat.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't a venue, but we played underground in a cave.
I'm surprised none of you guys said that.
So during the pandemic we got invited to play this place called the
Cave Caverns.
It's like the oldest cave in Tennessee.
No, connected, or it's like a few miles away from the Grand Canyon, but like the way the cave system works, mm-hmm. it's part of the Grand Canyon. And we had to take this elevator that was like, went like 400 or 500 feet underground.
Yeah, it was like one of the deepest caves in the world, or
that's
in this country.
Anyway. Yeah, and this guy, Chris, his family, like in like acquired it sometime.
Shout out Chris.
Shout out Chris, dude. Chris. And but it used to be like an old like attraction. There was like cabins there, and there's this like a
so there's
diner.
There's a hotel built inside the cave. So right when you get off the elevator, there's like an open air hotel, and then you can walk for like a good, I don't know, mile around this cavern, and it's like it's insane, and the way it's like lit up and everything.
But when we're rolling in, it felt like the Twilight Zone, because we were like, for miles there's no reception, no real stores around, and we pulled onto this like side street that the map told us, and there's this old like abandoned gas station, remember that, with like a bunch of cars,
old cars,
and we're like, where are we? And then there's like there's like one more road, like, and we're just like, go down there and we'll see what happens. And we drove down there, and there was like a little diner convenience store, and the homie Chris, and he was just like greeting us like it was all good, like, yeah, you found it.
And one of the the benefits of playing there was he allowed us to stay in the hotel for the night, so they basically like locked the doors and you're just down in this cave. Whoa. You do whatever you want, but these guys didn't want to stay up there, or they didn't want to stay down there, so it was just me and my girlfriend, and we took some mushrooms and wandered around all night through the cave like Indiana
That's
Jones.
That's crazy.
It was so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I could imagine with the dark, you know, if when you have less visual stimulus, you create it.
Well, they leave the lights on down there. Oh, okay. And they're all multicolored lights.
Ooh. Wow. Yeah.
You know, that's trippy in and of itself.
Romantic.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
You guys have written some really cool songs. You guys, you released your first album in 2015, right?
Yeah.
Or,
I believe so.
Yeah, 2015.
And you, but you've been playing together since like 2011?
2012. Yeah. Well, the band kind of started formulating around 2011. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our first shows were like around like 2012. Yeah.
That's a long time to be, you know, pursuing one project. How have you grown? How has the project grown? What's changed? What's stayed the same?
I mean, there's definitely a distinct change between, I mean, some of us were still like, I was still kind of like learning how to, you know, play in front of people and play guitar even. Like, I didn't really play that long before I formed the band with these guys. And so if you look back at like some of our first shows, it's like, it makes me cringe. So we've learned a lot. I mean, everything's like a learning curve being a musician, you know. But yeah, it's been a journey.
We've accumulated a lot of hours of rehearsal. I mean,
yeah,
I think we've all gotten better at our instruments.
Yeah.
A fortunate thing for us that things that have stayed the same has been, you know, the core three that started the band, John, myself, and Julian, and spending all those hours together have really mattered, like help each other grow. And then, you know, finding a rad dude like Kevin that just has done his own time and hours and has his own experiences is just like, things like that make it fresh and make us more excited to just step it up ourselves. Like, we have a bad dude on the rhythm section, so let's write some gnarly songs. Mm-hmm. You know,
there was a lot of changes. I mean, at one point I even considered like maybe not even playing anymore.
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Yeah.
We had to sit him down and convince him, like, dude, you don't walk away from this, John. We put too much time, too much effort in this.
Yeah, I mean, I was at it was a big change because I wanted to pursue a career. You know, I was like, I don't have nothing to fall on. And so I went to a trade school and just managed to keep playing shows while in school. And
that's a good thing about us too, with the longevities. We do communicate with each other and respect, you know, our personal needs and desires, and also, you know, encourage each other to chase those things for ourselves, because we love being musicians and playing music, but we also love, like, you know, hanging our hat that we're also something else outside of music, you know. And we want to I don't know, be able to be, you know, respective and good at any craft that we're doing and spending our time and lives in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we all get along. We all love each other. We're brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we're
yeah, we share good chemistry together on and off stage.
Yeah,
you know,
it's important.
We're all like, we all have like, for the most part, like really calm demeanors, you know, mm-hmm. and there's not really any oddballs or anyone that's trying to kind of mess it up for anyone else. You know, there's always someone with some problems that, you know, can get you disgruntled, and mm-hmm. so we all get along pretty well.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as Mellow Max, I have to say you are all very mellow. Yeah. I will confirm.
Yeah.
What's your songwriting process like? Mm. Do you have anything that you can share?
At least for me, when I'm writing music, like it starts with just rhythm and chords and then melody, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the lyrics always come last. Yeah, because I want to be able to derive a certain feeling from whatever I'm playing, you know?
Yeah.
Let that inspire me to write words.
A lot of jams come out, or a lot of songs come out of just jamming in always. Between rehearsal or even on stage, mm-hmm. like a warm-up, like a sound check. So, you know.
Yeah, some of our best songs come from just jamming in the studio. Someone will kind of like mess around on a little riff and be like, hey, what's that? And then we'll just start adding on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no just like one way. Like Julian came up with verse and chorus and now you guys gotta learn it, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's always been fun about us. Like there's more than one way to do it, you know? So there's no exact formula. A lot of just jamming and just like finding the right vibe. Even if we bring in an idea, I think it's always exciting to have like, say if I have some chord progressions or a riff idea that I have in mind and I'm working it out with the guys. I think it's even way more cool when it comes out totally different and everyone has their own touch, flavor, and just like, you know, influence in it. That I think that's the cool part about collaboration. You walk away with something you wouldn't have expected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And all that beautiful synthesis, mm-hmm. and it, the end product is
bangers.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah.
100%. It's fun to see though. It's fun to see who like takes the little like quarterbacking chair in the middle of the songwriting process, because it's just like, you know, you'll have an, you know, like an A section, or someone's got like, I got a riff, and then everyone's like, this is cool, we'll jam it for like 10 minutes and we're like, this is ecstasy, how exciting, what do we do next? And then usually that's when someone comes in, it's like, well, we can go here or we can go there, or we go, well, what about this other riff that I had, surprise,
you know? Oh, it kind of goes with this,
you know? And yeah. Yeah, we find a way to sneak it all together, and everyone's always got ideas, you know, whether they think so or not, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's fun to see it all come together, and I think it was very cool to have the record done the way that it was, because there was a lot of those moments.
Mm. Yeah. And I would, again, for anyone who might have tuned in the middle, I'm with Levitation Room. They released a new album this year called Strange Weather, and they just played in Davis Square. The next question I have for you guys is, are there any up and coming bands that you're keeping an eye out on?
Mm.
Anyone you want to shout out?
Soft Cuff from Florida. What's up, boys. Soft Cuff, dude? Fantastic instrumental band, really fun, great playing, great people. Wow.
Yeah, they remind me of a Surprise Chef from Australia.
Definitely.
Really good, like funk groove.
I'm gonna plug in my boy Chris Mercado with the Mad Walls. I used to play in that group. Gabe and I would play with him live, and
he used to be in the band.
Yeah,
he's played bass, and he's putting out an album actually.
Yep.
This month. Yeah.
Ooh, what's it called?
The Mad Walls.
The Mad Walls.
Oh, the album's called "Have You Heard the News?"
Oh yeah, "Have You Heard the News?"
Yeah.
Mm, I made the artwork for it.
Cool. I want to shout out to some friends, the Altons.
Oh yeah,
those guys are making amazing music. The Sacred Souls. Also good friends of ours.
Bugarin.
Oh. We were just on tour with them.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
I love those guys. Best guys, dude.
Great band from Brazil.
Nice. If you guys could wake up tomorrow with the ability to play any instrument, what instrument would you choose?
Piano.
That's a good one.
Yeah, piano.
Yeah.
I think that's a...
Like, to be able to, like, wake up and be, like, just, like, absolutely...
Virtuosic.
Yeah.
Singing, easily, no question.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Okay, I changed mine. I'm going to do the didgeridoo.
Yeah.
The greatest circular breather ever known to humankind.
What about saxophone's you, dope, too.
I would say also the piano. Mm-hmm. Singing's also awesome, but I don't want to hear myself.
I've always had this, like, idea... Or this, like, I always kind of romance over this thought of, like, walking into a room with a cigarette and then put it on the ashtray on top of the piano and just going for it, and everyone just kind of like, mm-hmm. Who the hell's that?
Being the piano man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that is a definitely a cool skill.
That's a great question. You got great questions. Oh, well done.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Great job, Mello.
You should be a journalist too.
Well, that's just part time. It's all I can handle. Outside of music, what do you guys like to do for fun?
Oh, that's a good one.
Basketball.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, Gabriel and I and John too. Mm-hmm. We love basketball. Mm-hmm. I grew up. That was like one of my first passions in life, and I rediscovered it as an adult. Mm-hmm. Not that long ago, and now it's like a huge part of my life. It's like a good way to just blow off steam and feel good, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
I ride motorcycles. I love choppers. That's my thing.
Getting the chopper.
Building them and fixing them with friends and going on trips.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm addicted, actually.
Well, outside of basketball, I like photography. Mm-hmm. I like to shoot film and just, like, I don't know. I like the idea of capturing a moment and not having it on your phone and never looking at it ever again.
Mm-hmm.
I have, like, drawers full from the beginning of the band, negatives.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's a great photographer, too.
And I can pull out any photo and I could probably give you a 10-minute story about that photo, aww, which is what I love about
beautiful.
It. That's beautiful. You know, so yeah. That's why I like doing. That's why I started shooting film when I went on tour. I'm like, you know how many phones I've had since the first tour? I don't have any of those photos anymore, but on films and negatives, I have them archived. So
mm-hmm.
I like capturing the moment.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm
at the beach in LA usually like 4 or 5 days out of the week. I just like to go and watch the sky change colors and read and stuff like that. That's, yeah, reading and beach. That's what I'm up to usually. Yeah.
I paint too. I like signs. I'm a
great
writer.
And great painter.
It's also work, but it's also a hobby at the same time.
If I ask you for a sign,
mm-hmm.
some kind of sign.
Mm-hmm. Ask me about a sign.
Just give me a sign, huh?
I didn't want to say that. It sounded too demanding.
He saw the sign.
I also write poetry, and I want to publish a book like by this year. I don't know if that's going to be possible, but that's one of my plans.
That's awesome.
To get out a book, yeah.
Yeah.
And like sell it at our merch booths.
I believe in you, Jules.
Thank you.
That'd be great. Do you have a title picked out?
Yeah, it's going to be called Strange Fits of Laughter.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
I got the idea from John, actually, because sometimes he has these fits of laughter that he's uncontrollable and he can't stop himself.
Yeah.
We'll be at like a funeral and he won't be able to contain himself.
At the worst time, I'm like, why am I like this?
That's tough.
Didn't that happen at a movie?
Yeah, uncontrollably.
Like, oh, the Joker.
The Joker. Oh, on that opening scene where he's cracking up. And it
he's
like
the Joker, yeah.
It made me laugh. It like... I just could not stop, and it was loud too. I did that twice at the movie theaters. People probably hated me.
The Shawshank Redemption, or
no. I was watching Hereditary.
Saving Private Ryan, or what?
Yeah. I mean, hold on.
Hereditary.
Yeah, that's a scary ass movie. But the scene where it's like the funeral, and like it was the wrong time to laugh. I don't know why. They just come about, and I cannot
twisted sense of humor.
I'll just say, you know, if they're ever doing like a re-showing of Marley and Me, maybe skip that one.
Yeah.
You might just rub some people the wrong way.
Wow. Tragic film.
Yeah. I mean, I can imagine people getting pissed.
Yeah.
Let's see. Do you guys have a favorite fruit?
Mm.
Banana.
Mine would be mango.
Mm-hmm. Hondo P. I'm gonna say mango as well.
Mm. Nice.
I love plums. Ooh. Peaches.
Mm. Okay. You like a big seed in
sour.
The red dragon fruit.
Yeah, dude.
When it's nice and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Figs.
Yeah. Well, I'm always the one getting figs on the road.
You want to say fig Newton? I was going to say
fig
Newton.
Fig Newtons go hard.
He eats fig Newtons.
Are dates a fruit?
Dates are fruit.
Yeah. I love dates. Good Lord.
I mean, honestly, most things are fruit. True. Cucumbers are fruit.
Tomato? Oh, yeah,
tomatoes are fruit. Tomatoes are fruit. Yeah. Avocado's a fruit.
Straight up.
It has to have like a seed in the middle.
Too. Yeah, or anything seeds. With seeds inside.
Okay, avocado.
Although, so strawberries aren't a fruit. Because their seeds are on the outside. They're like the... Whereas most fruits are the ovum, the strawberry itself is the ovary with a bunch of the ovum.
That is crazy.
Love strawberry seeds.
Yes. Yes. Here's a silly one I added recently. Are you Booba or Kiki?
Oh, Kiki all the way.
Mm-hmm. I'm Team Kiki.
Yeah.
What?
You're super Kiki, dude.
What?
No. Okay.
So there was a study where an anthropologist or someone who studied English maybe went around to or just studied language, went around to a bunch of communities around the world that spoke different languages and showed them two pictures. One was a really like blobby shape and the other was a really sharp shape, and they asked which one is Booba and which one is Kiki to try and see if there is inherent meaning behind language beyond what we assign that language based on whatever language we speak.
That's fascinating.
But does the sound booba, is it round?
Mm-hmm.
And
easy.
What they found is so there is actual, it doesn't matter what language you speak, booba is round, kiki is sharp.
Makes sense.
I stay sharp.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's why I chose Kiki.
Wow. Am I Booba or Kiki?
I'm Booba. I'm
Booba. Yeah. You're more boo boo.
Boo boo. As much as I would give anything to be Booba, I think I am Kiki. I think I am.
I think you're all pretty sharp.
There you go. I'm going to go with Kiki too. We got a split decision here in the band.
Oof. So three Kikis, one Booba.
Yeah.
Solid.
Kiki, do you love me? Ooh, I like that one. I don't mind it.
So as a band, who are your big musical influences?
As a band?
Like as a whole collective? I don't think we've ever had this conversation.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say anything because I don't want to speak for any of us, really.
I feel like we all like Erasmo Carlos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Brazilian, you know, 70s.
But that isn't really...
Yeah.
That's not really like a sum of what we are, you know what I mean?
No.
Zep?
Nah.
I mean, Tame Impala.
Definitely
Tame
Impala.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we really like Kevin Parker.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
Beatles.
Definitely.
We always get that, you know?
Yeah, Bone Thugs and Harmony, maybe?
But definitely Bone Thugs. Yeah, definitely.
Shout out Bone Thugs.
Nice.
I mean, early on, we'd always say, like, the Pretty Things, too. That was, like, a big... maybe just, like, a favorite when we're starting out.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's... I mean, me being, like, the newer dude to the band, I'm so happy that we've never, ever once had to be, like, no, we want it to be sort of, like... you know, it's more like we go about it as far as like feelings, or you know what I mean, like, or like someone will describe like a vision they have, you know, rather than like, you know, we want it to be like it's from this year or that band or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's always lovely.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And I think one really nice thing about your sound is that there's a lot that you can relate to without it being derivative.
Mm.
So cool. Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, I found a really cool psych band a couple weeks ago, but it sounded like every single riff. I was like, oh, I know that from that album. Oh, mm-hmm. And I know that one from that album. But you guys have a very original yet familiar sound.
Thank you.
Pushing out the OG riffs.
Oh yeah. Oh, exactly. Yeah. That's a good way to put it.
I think one band we all collectively like really admire is The Clash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their idealisms and just everything that they put into their music. Said.
It was more than music, you know, from the imagery to the fashion, the ideologies. Yeah, for sure.
Ideologies for sure, though. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. And now, within your instruments, what musicians inspire you?
That's a tricky one.
I'll let you guys start because I'm pondering on that.
I like the jazz legends, drums, 40s drummers, Gene Krupas, the Buddy Riches, obviously, but a lot of old jazz drummers inspired me growing up, learning my instrument. Obviously, you know, the classics too, John Bonham, Ringo, mm-hmm. one of my big ones, Mick Avery, Mitch Mitchell. It's a lot of 60s rock bands.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a tricky one. I mean, for sure, for me as a musician, guitar player, my first like guitar player as a teenager that I fell in love with was definitely like Jimmy Page and stuff like that. But things that always stick around for me are, you know, George Harrison, the Beatles, and obviously Johnny Marr and the Smiths. Yeah. I felt like I've always was raised on that music, and as I got older and started getting more into the guitar, you start to realize like, man, this guy was like so good and so young too when he was doing it, which makes it more admirable, like to be so original. And yeah, I don't know. That's definitely always one that just sticks out to me. There's other legends, you know, when we first started the band, Julian originally wanted to be the lead guitar player. But when he started singing, he's like, all right, dude, well, you're going to have to, like, you have to shred yourself, you know?
And you ended up with twice as many strings. So,
you know me. But wow. At that time, like, really into, like, 60s blues stuff, like, revival stuff. Mike Bloomfield was a big one for me. He played a telly. At the time, I had a telly. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like, that's how you rip a telly. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Awesome.
A really dear friend of mine was telling me that the bass guitar is the matriarch of any ensemble, or like the bass, where the bass movement is. And that really did something for me. And I've been chewing on that for a while. So to be short and concise in spirit with that, I think my two favorite bass players at the moment would probably be old school Carole Kaye, new school Laura Lee from Krungvin.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Brilliant, brilliant masterminds of the bass. Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah. When I first picked up a guitar, I just wanted to be like Jimi Hendrix. I just wanted to rip. Before I could even learn how to like strum a guitar, I was trying to learn how to solo.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I just have tremendous respect for what he did for rock and roll music. So I'd say Jimmy.
Solid. Yeah. You know, yeah. Can't go wrong with Jimmy.
Yeah, amazing.
Here's a question that I like to ask typically smaller bands. Like, you know, you guys have a considerable reach, but who would your dream musical collaboration be? And this could be living or dead. That might make it easier or harder.
Living or dead, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I kind of want to know the, like living, like, but... whatever comes to mind.
That's a
collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like all of us, you know, if the incredible happenstance of like Kevin Parker was like, hey, want to cut a record again? You know, we'd be like, oh yeah. My god. You know, I feel like as far as living goes, you know, but I don't know. What do you think, boys? That's a really fun one. That's a really really fun
thank
one.
You.
Wow.
Man, I don't know, dude.
As a band or just
either
individually?
I guess, I mean, Brian Wilson would be cool, man. I would love to see what he would do, like, with some of my ideas, you know? That would be great, yeah.
That'd be cool.
Great call on that one.
Oh, nice. I would vibe really hard to that music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have the entire Wrecking Crew there with us, you know? We'd just go for it.
Ooh, you consider us stumped, my friend. Boys?
Man, I'm pretty stumped on that idea, too. I mean...
No wrong answers. You know,
Phil Spector? see if he pulls a gun on us or something. As
far as, oh my god! Yeah. No danger. You know, as far as like contemporaries go, I actually would genuinely love to spend a week writing and recording music with the Lemon Twigs.
Oh yeah!
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think we'd have a lot of. I think we'd have a really, really good time together, and I think they'd be, you know, kind of schooling us a little bit, and I am in the mood to be humbled. You know, that sounds like it'd be fun.
Yeah, that's a good one, Kev. I like that.
They got the janglers, man. They just got the janglers on lock, man. Yeah.
I'd like to get weird with Lou Reed.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, I would love to do a track with Bowie.
Yeah. All right, you just said that I had a bunch of good questions, so here's a couple that aren't. what's your favorite word that you can say on air?
Ship.
Nice. my head swiveled around. What?
Oh. Yeah.
Frick.
Ooh.
Not really a word, but.
No. Yeah.
Are these all like in place of words that you wish you could say, or like what?
Any word, any word, like serendipity.
Jambalaya.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh. PEMDAS. Yeah.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Oh, that's a fun game. We can play. Pronounce the. Oh, that monitor just turned off.
Oh no!
You got this.
We can play. How would you pronounce that Massachusetts town?
Oh. This is our great. First time here. Yo, shout out to the band Ra Ra Riot, who's got a beautiful song named Massachusetts that is really cool. Real quick.
Guys.
Oh, no.
How do you say that?
Situate.
I was going to say
that's pretty
thing.
Close.
It's not situate.
Skituate.
It's situate.
Situate. Okay, yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was close.
All right, what about.
Peabody.
Yep, Peabody. That's right.
Peabody? Not Peabody?
No, not Peabody. It is indeed Peabody.
Oh,
Peabody.
Stop it.
Yep. Let's see. What about... I think I have a note on my phone of crazy... let's see.
Peabody.
Oh, here's a good one.
Oh, no.
Leominster?
It's Lemonster.
Come on now.
That's he said, she said at that point.
Yeah,
like,
come
what?
On. Yeah.
What about
who's
that
coming
one?
Up with these pronunciations?
Woburn.
Woburn. I was going to say Woburn.
There should be another O technically in the English language.
Let's see. Oh yeah, here I can get that over to you more. This is
before
one,
we fire off our answer. Let's really.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this
yeah.
one
yeah.
Is actually a town back near where I'm from in New York.
Okay. But it's in Massachusetts.
Oh, no, this is in New York.
Oh, this is in New York. Okay.
All right, hold on.
Okay. I'm going to say Mamernick.
I'm going to say...
Just to be weird.
Mamernick. No. Mamernick.
Mamaronic.
No doubt. Mamernick.
Mamernick.
Mamaroneck? Yeah, that does flow off the tongue nicely.
All right, what about? Yeah, it's a Native American name. I don't know what it means.
What?
Two L's on there.
Haverhill.
That's Haverhill.
Haverhill. Oh.
Oh, I see Haverhill.
Damn. Yeah, that's a good one.
What about?
We're striking out, boys. What? This sounds like a kind of protein that.
Gloucester.
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 Yeah.
What?
And last one,
I've heard
I think
of that one.
Yeah. This is one that I think could be sounded out, but it looks crazy.
Cochituate.
Isn't this the first one that we started with?
No, that was Situate. This is Coquituate.
Coquituate.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was going to
Yep,
I knew that.
Yeah.
This place is odd.
No, it is odd.
I guess it's old.
It is very old. Yeah. And you know, it's yeah. Good job driving through Boston. I hope that it wasn't too harrowing.
Yeah, no.
It was actually quite easy going and beautiful.
Yeah.
We landed right as Golden Hour style. Yeah, Golden Hour just started as we rode into town. It was beautiful. Yeah.
All right, out of all these cities, which one's the coolest?
I don't know if I've been to any of them.
You got to make the sojourn.
Oh, actually, you know, shout out to
Worcester.
So close. That's Worcester.
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 Does
Worcester,
it get Worcester than that?
No, it's not.
Yeah, that
no,
sure
it's
is.
Not.
It sure is Worcester.
That's bonkers.
Right? Yeah. It's just a lazy way of saying it. You know, like there's so many extra vowels and consonants.
Is it derived from Dutch?
I think it's like English, like how you have like Worcestershire.
Worcester.
And all of those other stirs and shires. Shires.
Oh, sure. Shires and byers. Yep.
Yeah. And so fun fact about something on the West Coast. I'm sure that you guys have heard of Portland, Oregon.
Mm.
Yeah.
When Portland was choosing its name, they wanted to go for a city from the East Coast, so they were either going to go with Portland or Boston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nice.
Why not make it like New Portland or New Boston? But, no, it's just like, yeah, we'll be the other Portland.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. So it was almost Boston.
It was almost Boston.
Dropping knowledge on us today.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Do you guys have any fun facts?
Ooh,
you don't want to know.
the town that me and John are from is it's called Whittier, and it was named after John Greenleaf Whittier, which was a East Coast poet, and he had actually never been to the town, but he had written poems about it.
Oh.
And they erected a statue for him there.
Well, I would
really
assume
great poet.
That you would have to be on the Whittier side to write poems about a place you've never been.
Yeah.
You know, on
I got that.
Sorry, my bad.
Sharp.
Nice.
I'm wittier than you.
Yo, speaking of sharp, this is a fact about cheese. Apparently,
I was
going
to say, sharp cheddar?
In South Carolina, it is actually illegal to sell Limburger cheese on Sundays.
Just on Sundays?
Only on Sundays. You cannot lawfully sell or purchase Limburger cheese.
Interesting.
Fascinating fact, my friend.
Well, yep. It is the day of the Lord, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they say? Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently he didn't like Limburger cheese at all.
Yeah.
Not fond of it.
Too decadent.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure it's listed in the Bible as a mortal sin. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Makes sense, really. I'm going to hand this to one of you. We do have to read a PSA every hour, so we did one last hour. I'm going to let you guys pick one out this time. If anything speaks to you, go for it.
Oh, this is going to be so exciting.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a couple questions while Julian's doing this.
Okay.
Mellow man, what would be your last and final meal?
Ooh, honestly, my mom cooks a mean hamburger.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a fun one.
I love that answer.
Or like, I don't know, bacon, egg, and cheese.
Yeah. Yes, please. Absolutely, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, rapid fire. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is blue.
Beautiful. Light or dark?
Anything that makes my eyes pop.
Oh. Oh my goodness, then any blue it is.
No, I can't think of a question. I don't
okay,
know.
If you were to take one more walk ever, would you take it at nighttime or daytime?
How long can the walk be?
45 minutes.
Oh, wow. Do I get to pick the climate?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm benevolent. You can definitely pick the climate and the place.
I would say, like, if it's the... So is this, like, my last walk and then I'm going to die? Or is it my last time having legs that I can walk with?
Last time you walk and then you perish, yeah.
Okay. I would say, like, a nice walk along a wooded coastline, so there's like some time on a beach, some time like within the trees with solid ground.
Mm.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot of like A, it's good walking, and B, it's got to be really pretty.
Absolutely.
And you asked when, not where. I would do it at night.
Oh, really? Nighttime
walk. I want it to be like a nice warm night with like summer sounds.
Yeah, bugs.
But no mosquitoes.
Of course not. No. Yes. No. And because I'm so benevolent, you will get no mosquitoes, my friend.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, you get one drink ticket. What are you getting?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let's see. I'm going to get a Jameson and ginger ale.
Oh my God, that's what we drink.
Kind of.
That's
close
our
enough.
Go-to.
Whiskey
man.
Ginger, yeah. That's our go-to. Yeah. That's beautiful. Yeah. You got one, Jules? You know,
it's even better if they do like a double. Like, you get it at the bar and you're like, yeah, make it a double.
Listen.
Yeah.
What was the question? I was rummaging through these. What
should make it a triple?
Heck. Yeah. Forget the ginger. the question was: you have one drink ticket.
Oh,
what do you get?
One drink ticket. That would be one of them. But I think.
Does it have to be well?
I've been.
Changes to the style of well.
But I've been loving mezcal lately, so I would say like mezcal pineapple or something like that.
I like that we're all going well drinks. It's very cute. I would flirt with the bartender and have him get me a Bloody Mary or something.
You know what? No.
That's a great
I take back what I said. If they have it at the bar, I'm going to have an espresso martini.
Ooh, nice.
Those are my favorite drinks ever. Yeah.
They're so good.
Yeah, I do a Bloody Mary or like a Michelada. And let's make it bloody. Let's put like a shot in there too. You know?
A Mary Lada.
Yeah. All right, we've got our PSA.